All right, everybody, buckle up, because today we're diving deep, deep into the Bhagavad Gita, and specifically, Chapter 6, The Yoga of Meditation. You guys know I love this stuff.
A timeless classic.
It really is, and this chapter in particular seems to have really resonated with you all. You've been sending in tons of notes and questions, which, by the way, keep them coming. We love hearing how you're processing this ancient wisdom. So, Chapter 6. It's all about meditation, right? And how it can be this path to self-mastery and spiritual growth. Like, seriously, how does this ancient text still hold up in our crazy modern world?
Well, that's the beauty of it, isn't it? The wisdom is timeless.
Okay, so let's get into it. One thing that really jumped out from all your notes was this emphasis on discipline and focus being absolutely key for spiritual growth. So how does the Gita connect, like having a clear mind to, you know, reaching a higher state of being?
Well, the Gita is surprisingly direct about this. There's this one part where Krishna basically tells Arjuna, look, if you can just keep your mind focused on me, and by me, he means, like, the divine essence, you'll reach enlightenment, no doubt. The key is really about quieting all that mental noise, all those thoughts swirling around so you can connect with something bigger than yourself.
Wow. Quieting the noise to find that connection. That's powerful. And it actually kind of segues perfectly into another big theme from your notes, mindfulness, which, let's face it, feels like it's everywhere these days, right?
It really does. But that's what's so fascinating to me. It's like this ancient wisdom is being rediscovered and applied in ways that are, frankly, transforming our world.
And your notes were packed with awesome examples of this. Mm-hmm. I mean, you found mindfulness popping up in some really unexpected places like workplaces and even schools.
Right. We're seeing companies like, well, Google, for example, with their Search Inside Yourself program, they're literally teaching mindfulness techniques to their employees.
Mm-hmm.
And these techniques are based on ancient practices like Vipassana meditation, which, if you remember, is actually mentioned in Chapter 6.
No way.
It's all about helping these employees manage stress, improve their focus, you know, boost their emotional intelligence.
I mean, that's incredible. To think something so ancient can have a real tangible impact on, like, a Google employee's performance.
It really speaks to the universality of these principles, right?
Mm.
And you're right. You also highlighted the growing popularity of mindfulness in education, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah, they're using techniques like mindful breathing to help students, like, cope with exam stress, improve their concentration, all of that.
Which, if you think about it, Chapter 6 talks a lot about stilling the senses and those breathing techniques. They're a very direct application of that principle.
It's like we've got this ancient roadmap,
yeah.
You know? Guiding us through all the challenges of modern life, whether it's a crazy job or just trying to get through 500 emails a day.
It's true. And don't forget, the Gita puts a huge emphasis on self-control and focus. And those are qualities that are honestly just as important now as they were on a battlefield centuries ago.
That's such a good point. It almost makes you wonder, right? Like, in a world with so many distractions, maybe, just maybe, these ancient practices are more important than ever. So as we wrap up our deep dive into the yoga of meditation, here's a little something to ponder. How could you incorporate even just a few minutes of mindfulness into your own day? Could you try a simple breathing exercise or even just, like, really pay attention to your senses for a few moments? You might be surprised by the difference it makes. And of course, next time we are moving right along to Chapter 7, The Yoga of Knowledge and Wisdom. Get ready to go even deeper into the nature of the self and the universe. It's going to be a wild ride.